Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you. Hey everybody, guess what today is? It's one of my favorite episodes to record. It is Challenge Day. If you've been following along with the Motivate Me Book Club principle, it's not that reading books is the ultimate key. It's taking these concepts, thinking about how we can apply it to ourselves, the concepts that work for us, and then actually put them to the test. Once we do that, we kind of let things go on with our lives, start reading some other books and gathering more information. But then it comes the time to go back to that and say, hey, remember how we were going to do this and apply it? What from that book actually worked? Well, today's challenge day is it's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. We read this book a little while ago, and we had to give it a little bit more time to read than some of the previous books because it had a lot more meat to it. It was a dense read, and it introduced a whole bunch of concepts that I have to say were pretty new to me and also new to a lot of other readers. We interviewed Melanie Knight from Ocean to Eye Level, her perspective of using this book on a regular basis. And in fact, she is going over it or has finished it for her third time. So we can always go back to the other episodes where we discuss this book if you want more detail about it. And the interview with Melanie Knight also gives lots of insight too. But today it's to jump forward ahead from all those other episodes and find out, okay, well, how did it go? The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is probably one of the biggest, most important books anybody could read to feel motivated to be better and more effective. This book suggests that 7 habits are the kinds of successful traits that people have when they're going to achieve what they want to do. Now, I myself have applied several of these, and what I've realized over time is that it is not the easiest, but it does take a lot of determination. And because it's in my head, I've had a lot of moments where I've stopped, paused, and realized I can make a choice and I can be in control. So I've come up with a few questions to answer for Challenge Day, as this is the latest one and we're still figuring out all of the approaches to this book club. I figured some more structure would be helpful. So there's going to be, from now on, some standard questions that we're going to ask from these books, from our readers, from anybody who's listening. You can also reflect on this yourself. But what we want to know is how well this really did work for you. So the questions are, did you find that this book had a practical application? When it comes to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, yep, a lot of practical application. So what concepts were applied? For me, it was the first section where we work on ourself. The first 3 habits are be proactive, begin with the end in mind, and put first things first. I definitely wanted to evolve and move forward into the external section part where we work with others and try to have our influence be greater. But I realize I have a lot of work to do on myself first. So although my favorite habit is seek first to understand, then to be understood, even though I am fascinated in that area and that habit of and trying to acquire it, I haven't mastered the earlier section. So that is where I've been really focusing. And for me, putting first things first has been the area that I've been applying. What were the desired results? I wanted to create some more focus and create a lot more achievement in my habits. So for me, when it came to prioritizing I looked at my goals and I created habits to support them. And with the help of Britt Kay from Britt Kay Creates, Brittany Alex, I should say, of Britt Kay Creates, she helped design the Motivate Me Book Club's habit and goal tracker. So it combines these two so that on a daily basis you're remembered of your why for your habits, of the bigger purpose that they serve. So the desired results was to put more priority into what it is I'm doing and focus on that so that I'm really putting the first things first. What were the actual outcomes? The actual outcomes was a major eye-opener of what I'm doing with my time. By tracking my habits and looking at the progress and also the lack thereof of some, I was able to really identify what's working, what's not, and then also look at what might be getting in the way of my time and why I wasn't doing these habits. Some of the habits made sense, and I spoke about this on a previous episode that I had the best of intentions. But although they didn't work out, it still gave me a lot to learn from in that maybe there's something else that it can serve, or there's something else I should be doing instead of it. And maybe it's become a habit that I do something, but other than just being a good habit, it didn't really serve a greater purpose in the end. So the outcomes is I did manage to put more priority and activate that and follow through with some things that I wanted to do so that I got more of my goals achieved, or at least these beginning steps towards those goals achieved. And how much more can you apply this book to your life? Well, I think this is going to be forever applied. This book is one of the first ones that just makes me always put things into a different lens. When I look at how I behave, those three habits and that first part of it are taking ownership on yourself. And although I feel great about being proactive and thinking in that positive way and, controlling how I move forward, I think I've had these directions of goals too. Putting first things first and actually doing the things that are the most important first, and then others is being reminded now because of the way that Stephen Covey presented it in his book. It reminds me to really apply these habits because of the way that they were described and defined and explained. This book is a better guide than some of the teachings, most of the teachings I think I've had with being successful and effective in my life than anything in high school or even university. Nobody teaches you in these areas of our life that we're kind of just understood or expected, or we have this idea that we have to do these things, that we have to go to school and get this higher education. But nobody teaches you these life skills on how to survive and how to be really successful. Because now, as I'm going through everything, I look at the world and just see so many people who seem to be completely clueless on what to do. And now I'm realizing it's probably not their fault. They don't know any different. People haven't been able to understand these dynamics that we have with each other, and that a lot of it comes from our own self. We have to take responsibility for our own lives, for the way that we act, the way that we think, the way that we deliver ourselves. So this opened up that mindset to me of how I can now effectively operate and function within the world. But it's also made it very apparent how many other people are not doing this, do not have this awareness. It's really astounding, and I feel like spreading awareness and giving people insight into this and the opportunity to say, hey, there's a book out there that can really help you no matter what. I would recommend this book to everybody. I think that the book is so approachable. It is meaty, it is dense, but if you really give it time and you get through it all, you're going to see why it makes sense and why it's a great 7 suggested habits to have. The whole library of the 7 habits, there's even more that it's expanded on. There's the 7 habits of highly effective teens. There's even more books out there. There's the 8th habit. There's more to work on it. So I've seen that this has grown in concept, and a lot of people have taken it and run with it and applied it in different ways. So I just think that this is a very accessible book when it comes to wanting to be effective in your life and wanting to do more. So anybody can read this. Anybody can find it applicable, and it works for your personal life as well as your professional, with your relationships, especially relationships, because we all work together in this world. And that's what the synergy, that next level that is, you know, the top of working with others in that second part of the book. It's really incredible. And I have to say that I have referred back to it in my mind, but I haven't taken the time to refer back to the actual book itself and reread pages and reread some of the actual quotes. So that is something that I'm going to continue to do and apply more of this book, is to go back and physically refer to it. I think that's a great suggestion. And for any book too, that if you do find it working in some ways, the way to reinforce it and to work on it even further is to actually physically interact with that book once again. So there are some takeaways overall for this book that I want to pass on to you. The first one is, for anything out there, you cannot expect to influence anybody else before you master yourself. You need to change your own perceptions as needed to be open and to then be able to influence others. The second thing is, we all just have the same amount of time in each day. There's 1,440 minutes. You got to sleep, you got to eat, you got to take care of the necessities of life. But how you use your time is really up to you, and you need to use your time wisely. Prioritization is key, and that is essential throughout this entire book. And the biggest thing here, the 7th habit, is about sharpening the saw. And that it means that once you understand or feel like you've conquered each one of those 6 habits, they need constant sharpening. You have to pay attention. You need to hone in on those skills and create a practice out of it so that it truly is a habit. A habit is something that happens on automation, that happens without thinking. And I don't think that it's going to be that easy for any of this to become a natural process unless you do it over and over and over again. And certainly not within just 5-6 weeks of reading the book would I say that any of these habits are truly habits of mine. I like to think that I have the habit of being proactive, because that is something prior to reading this book I feel I've acquired over time with my jobs, with my relationships, with the way I've interacted with people, the way life has come at me. I have had to be proactive and just be able to know that my skill set will get me through. I will make it work. But when it comes to everything else, there's a lot more practice that can yet be done and will constantly have to be done. And a big part of that is making learning and growth a daily habit. Reading books, listening to podcasts, challenging your ways of thinking, looking at different ideas and maybe different perspectives than your own is going to create that space where you can have an open mind to having these kinds of habits and to acquire different things and to try different ideas. So time is going to tick on and it won't wait for you. So use your time wisely, remember all those minutes, read more books, listen to more podcasts, do it now. Whatever it is, you really have to focus. So challenge day for the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is a big win. This is a great book to read. I can't recommend it enough. From the Motivate Me Book Club, we would say this is a 10 out of 10. At no point would this disappoint, and it would only serve you on your journey for your goals. So pick up a copy or listen to an audiobook. This is one that can really help you out, or refer back to some of the other previous episodes for higher levels of an overview of this book. But definitely this is A+, and I feel that if we had more exposure to these kinds of concepts at a younger age, maybe it would set us up for better success. But, you know, it's never too late. So this is a great chance to get on board and to try it out for yourself now. Next week is when we're going to be introducing the book that's coming up next, since we have finished The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. In the meantime, check out some other really cool podcasts that will keep you motivated. So the first one is the Mindset and Motivation Podcast. We definitely think that this is one where, you know, there's just no BS to it. And it's good for business people, salespeople, entrepreneurs, or just when you need some motivation from time to time. It's got really great examples and stories from real life experiences. And this last episode, 626, talks about what it takes to be a champion, the difference between 299 and 300. Another one that we recommend is The Motivated Mind. This one is for individuals that want to really talk about the hustle, the grind, success and failure, and stay inspired along the way and through all of that. So this one's pretty cool, and I think it helps really believe in yourself listening to others who are going through similar struggles. And on that note, we also recommend the Mama Motivation Podcast, because we know that everybody comes from different walks of life, and some of our listeners are mamas. And when it comes to overcoming hurdles, sleepless nights, personal growth with a new baby, a person depending on you, they want you to be inspired and a motivated mom to be the best version of yourself when it comes to this role that you have in life among many. So check out those three different podcasts, and maybe some of those will keep you motivated in the meantime. This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out, and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.